1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting, and we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in. The mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries. High temperatures reach up to 17. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 13 below. Tonight, mainly clear. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the Dean of Radio, Dean Obidala. His show runs 6 to 9 p.m. weekdays right here on Sirius XM Progress, channel 127. He's a columnist with CNN.com, a contributor with The New Republic. DeanOfRadio.com is his website, and more importantly, DeanObidala.substack.com is his newsletter, which is just brilliant. I strongly recommend that you check it out. Dean, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. You had me on a few weeks ago, and you recommended my Substack, and a lot of your listeners signed up for it, so I really appreciate it. Welcome, and everyone else, welcome aboard. It's free, and I write it a couple of times a week, so welcome aboard.
And it is worth the trouble. It really, you know, worth the effort to go find it and track it down. There's two stories that you have written this week, one over at MSNBC and the other on your Substack newsletter. Let's start with your Substack newsletter. Kevin McCarthy going after Representative Ilhan Omar. This cuts right to the bone for you as a Muslim American. Tell us about Kevin McCarthy's attacks on Omar, where they originated, and why he's doing this, in your opinion.
Right, absolutely, because Congresswoman Omar she's black, she's Muslim, she's an immigrant, and she's a strong woman. And all of that rolled into one is what the MAGA base hates. And Congresswoman Omar, remind people, was one of Donald Trump's favorite punching bags. In fact, at a rally despicably in 2019, his supporters chanted, "Send her back," as in send a black woman back to Africa because they don't like her because she dared to speak out against Donald Trump. So you've got that. Plus, before that, you had a history for the years after 9/11, but especially from 2012 on, of anti-Muslim bigotry being weaponized in the GOP base, really bringing people out on the right to come out and say, yeah, we hate Muslims, to the point where Donald Trump took it to new lows when he called for a complete and total ban on Muslims coming to this country during the 2016 campaign. So what McCarthy, he's lived through that. He sees that. He understands a man who's really not liked by anyone. I have to be honest, not even the GOP likes him. He's a transactional, he's a lobbyist dressed up as a congressman. That's
McCarthy,
all he is.
Yeah,
and they know that. But Kevin McCarthy's desperate to get the MAGA people to like him. So what's he going to do? Serve up some bigotry, some white nationalism, anti-Muslim bigotry rolled into one with Congresswoman Omar and get her off her committee. But the struggle for him is that it takes a full vote of the House. And I had our mutual friend Congressman Pocan on last night who said that he doesn't have the vote. So that's why it's kind of quiet right now, because he's learned from his own GOP caucus. Their members are like, no, we're not going to vote to remove her from her committee. So he's struggling with trying to get the base on board with removing her to make him more popular with the broader Republican base.
Which I think speaks to a larger issue here, which is that, you know, when Democrats are reaching out to their voters, they tell people what they're going to do for them, which is, you know, how government is typically envisioned by people all around the world. You know, we're going to provide you with good schools. We're going to help you get to college. We're going to provide you with health care. We're going to make sure that, you know, your home isn't taken away by scam artists. We're going to control the banksters. We're going to, you know, regulate industry in America. We're going to make sure that the minimum wage gets raised. We're going to help you have the right to unionize. When Republicans reach out to their voters, they don't tell them what they're going to do for them. I mean, the Republican voters in the United States are the most crapped upon people in the country. That you've got massive poverty across the red states. You've got the highest gun death rates in the red states. You've got, you know, the worst, the highest levels of illiteracy in the red states. What the Republicans do is they go off on we're going, you know, here's who you have to hate, right?
Right. That's it.
And all they have to sell is hate, because really all they want to do is give tax breaks to billionaires and help their corporate friends. How do we message that? And that's clearly the reason why McCarthy, or part of the reason why McCarthy's going after Omar.
Here's the problem, Tom. As Democrats, we're not just fighting Republicans. We're fighting against the corporate media's dishonest narratives. How many times have you seen stories about GOP extremism when they both sides it?
Yeah.
Look, the Democrats are extremists. We want Medicare for all. We want federally funded pre-K. That's our idea of extremism. On the right, their extremism is white nationalism. It's election denialism, and it's supporting the January 6th terrorist attack, which now nearly 60% of Republicans per a CBS poll view not as terrorism, but as an act defending freedom. Again, we have a fascist movement against this where, Tom, the Democratic president did what Trump did, and 60% of Democrats said that attack was defending freedom. The GOP would be calling this every name in the book, and fascism would be the right name. But when the reverse happens, you don't see anyone, very few in the media, besides us perhaps, Joy Reid, my buddy, and a few others, call the GOP what they are, and it's not hyperbolic. It is a white nationalist fascist movement. They've embraced violence, and it is growing. And as we get to 2024, this presidential cycle, because it's going to be a competitive primary, expect Trump and DeSantis and others to spew bigotry and hate again and rile up violence to get the base animated, and violence against us Democrats. That's what they're going to be doing. So hang on. It's going to be scary because Trump's back involved and it's a competitive primary.
Yeah, which brings us to the second article of yours that I read this week that I thought, whoa, I got to talk to Dean about this. This you published over at MSNBC.com. It's titled Opinion Polls Reveal the Real Reason Ron DeSantis is Fighting the Teaching of Black History. What is that real reason?
It's absolutely, if you track it, and DeSantis knows the base like Trump. In the last 20 years, you've seen an increasing hostility among the GOP base to teaching any black history, not advanced placement black history, any black history, folks. That's what's going on in the GOP. And I cite, there was a poll from 2000. They asked Democrats and Republicans, is too much black history being taught in school? The answer was almost the same. Almost no one said there was too much. Flash forward 2018, you're at 40% of Republicans saying too much black history is being taught. That's 5 years ago. You go for, I think now easily you get to a majority of Republicans saying, I don't want any black history. So that's critical race theory. Banning that is an 80% support among the GOP, because to them, critical race theory is teaching about not just history of racism, but how it plays today's world. And they feel uncomfortable about it. And there's a flip side, Tom, that I talk about digging even deeper. If you look at the GOP base in the last 20 years, they've went from saying racism against black people is the worst racism in America to a poll last year of Trump supporters, 75% of Trump supporters. Are you ready for this, folks? 75% of Trump supporters think white people are just as big of a victim of racism as people of color. So now it is white victimhood to the point of they are the real victims when it comes to racism. So why are you teaching about black history and black suffering when we should be teaching about white suffering? And that's where we're heading. And just yesterday, Ron DeSantis in Florida talked about mandatory teaching of Western civilization. We know that's code for white nationalism, folks. We know that's code for white culture. Steve King, the Republican congressman, the former one, who was banned from his committees and he's out now, talked about what's wrong with saying white supremacy or Western civilization. We all get it. We know what Ron DeSantis is doing. He's playing to the white nationalist core of the MAGA base, which, again, it looks about 60% of the GOP seems to be true white nationalists, and the rest white nationalists friendly or okay with it, or they would leave the party if they weren't.
You know, the Republican Party and, you know, America in general kind of danced with this danger for years and years, but kind of off to the side. You know, Nixon's Southern strategy, Reagan's Southern strategy, George W. Bush's anti-Muslim rhetoric. Now it has gone from being peripheral to the GOP. The Democrats have largely completely rejected it, but it's become peripheral to the GOP. It's gone from being peripheral to being essentially at the core. I don't know of any issue that Republican politicians across the nation are more upset about right now. Well, maybe anti-gay hate as well, you know, and Michelangelo's, you know, Signor Rally does such a good job of talking about this on the program that follows this one on Sirius XM. This seems like it is now full-blown in our face in America. Countries that have dealt with this in the past, I mean, Germany went through a horrible experience with this. They had to learn their lesson the hard way. How do we pull back from this? Are there any lessons of history or lessons of other countries that we can learn from?
I think abject victory, to put it in a nice way, we have to defeat them. We have to defeat the GOP fascist forces. History tells you with fascists, you're really confronted with a couple of options. One is surrender, or two, fight back. I guess the third is flee the country.
Right.
But the two really, that if you're going to stay here, and I hope we are, it's either surrender or fight. And I choose that we fight, that we stand up together, we fight back against their bigotry. And the first thing is raising awareness about how dangerous it is to ban books. And you mentioned the Nazis. I went through it on my show various times. The history of book banning in Germany, Nazi Germany, that turned into book burning, which then turned into Nazis going to people's homes and taking books out of them and like destroying their homes and physically assaulting them while taking their books. We are not far from that. Florida has banned the second most books in the country, and Ron DeSantis is gleeful. He was down in Manatee County yesterday, and that's the county where teachers are hiding their books because they're fear of being charged with a felony. This is America 2023. You could be charged with a third degree felony in Florida if you bring a book to school that deals with race or the LGBTQ world, and it's not approved by Ron DeSantis's censors. How could this be happening? And if you wonder, if you ever wonder how in a democracy you can lose your freedom without a shot being fired, you're seeing it with Ron DeSantis, and I call Florida DeSantis-stan. He's turned this into a world where he says freedom when it's like dystopian, like 1984 George Orwell. It's the opposite of freedom.
Yeah.
And that's what he's about. So we have to be very weary of him. He's
Amen.
Very dangerous.
Amen. The Dean of Radio, Dean Obadala, his Substack is The Dean's Report at Substack.com. And, of course, deanofradio.com as well. Dean, thanks for dropping by. It's always great
thanks
talking
to you. Nice
job. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Geeky science, what you don't know about the coffee buzz, and a crazy alert, Tucker Carlson. Weird stuff going on. Also, what if Trump runs as a third-party candidate? Stick around.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait.
Is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You probably already know that there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security, the IRS. I was shocked when I found this when I was researching my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN and have for almost a decade now. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have ExpressVPN downloaded on all my devices, phones, computers, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and you can get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Nick in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Dean Obadala, really good guest. Listening to you and Dean, two thoughtful people. And him talking about the state of Florida just made me think about a couple of things. Do you think that you want to, you know, DeSantis, and now you're hearing, I think you reported, that other governors, other states are starting to pick up this thing where they're canceling the teaching of black history or yep. all history or whatever they want to do. Do you think, one, that it's time for people, we still live in, it is sort of pseudo-democracy, but it's more of a capitalist society than it is a democracy. Do you think it's time for all like-minded people, like the kind of people like us listening to your show, to say, you know what, fine, do that. Well, actually, it's not fine, but I'm not going on vacation there. If I had a chance to to move my family and live in a certain state. These states that are doing these kind of actions, I'm not doing that, because what else will they do? I mean, it just doesn't impact African Americans. It impacts all of us, because your previous caller and Dean had the same theme. When you do this, you go down the road of fascism and the loss of your democracy. So, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to say is, you know, maybe it's time for some sort of galvanizing movement to say, you do that, we're not going to go to Disneyland. We're not going to, or Disney World, whatever it's called in Florida.
Yeah.
We're not going to spend our vacation dollars down there.
Yeah, it's Disney World in Florida. It's Disneyland in Los Angeles, or in Southern California. I agree with you, Nick, and I would be very reluctant to go to Florida for any reason right now to give them any of my money. I reported yesterday on this program that there was a survey that was just done in Florida. I'm sorry, I don't have the paper any longer to tell you who did the survey, but it was a fairly reputable group. And they found that they were surveying families in Florida who have a gay member of the family, and an openly gay member of the family. And what they found was that 60% of them are thinking of moving out of the state, and 22% of them are actively making plans to leave the state. Most of those being families with a gay member where they have children in the public schools. This is actually hurting real people. It's right across the board. This fascist embrace of hatred. Violence is one of the things that is absolutely intrinsic to fascism. Fascism always rests on a foundation of fascism. The first thing that Hitler did was he put together his own Proud Boys. He put together basically a street gang. They were all volunteers. They all dressed alike. They were called the Brown Shirts. Mussolini did the same thing in Italy. He ended up with 20,000 of them when he marched on Rome and seized the government. And he called them the Black Shirts. But it was the same thing. These were street gangs. These were brawlers. These were people who liked to engage in fights and things. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
that's
I was just
right.
going to say, do you watch any of these YouTube videos where these, they call themselves auditors, and they go in public buildings, and the Supreme Court has already ruled that you can take pictures in public besides the places that are prohibited, that are, are restricted from public use. Time after time, I want to say, only one out of every 10 on the average that I watch are people that say, oh, yeah, you have the right to do that.
Huh.
Video after video, a person comes out and says, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Then they call the police. You have to know, but it's ridiculous how people don't know their own.
It's really sad. We don't teach civics anymore. Nick, I get it. Thank you for the call. I'm not familiar with those YouTubes, by the way.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Tyree Nichols' funeral is going on right now, and they found no classified documents at Joe Biden's beach house, much to the disappointment of my right-wing colleagues. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury...
Light the lamp.
Go!
Defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries. High temperatures reach up to 17. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 13 below. Tonight, mainly clear. High of 6 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and that's why it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. This is a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's regular food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a topper. And perhaps more importantly, they absolutely love this stuff. They go nuts when Louise pulls it out. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and love them just as much as ours that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite today, Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com, Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. A couple of quick stories here, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. Coffee, this is our geeky science for the day. People think that coffee gives you energy, right? Well, not quite. This is Emma Becker writing at theconversation.com. Nope, coffee won't give you extra energy. It just borrows a little bit that you'll pay for later. Turns out the main stimulant in coffee, of course, is caffeine. And caffeine works by changing the way that cells in our brains interact with a chemical called adenosine. If you've heard of ATP or the ATP cycle, adenosine triphosphate, ADP, AMP, adenosine diphosphate, monophosphate, this is how the body cycles energy, right? This is the body's energy transport system. And levels of adenosine rise as the byproduct of energies being used in our cells. So what caffeine does is it binds to the adenosine receptors so that when, as adenosine accumulates, it makes us more tired, right? Because we're burning, basically we're burning adenosine triphosphate and it's breaking down to diphosphate and monophosphate, and that makes us feel tired. But caffeine prevents our cells from knowing that adenosine is floating around because it binds to those receptors. And so we feel energy, but we still have all that adenosine floating around our bloodstream, and when the caffeine wears off, its half-life is 5 hours, when the caffeine wears off, boom. So that's how it works. You're not actually getting energy from caffeine. You're merely borrowing it from 6 hours down the road. Also, our crazy alert for the day, Tucker Carlson saying that Kamala Harris is taking hallucinogens. Really? She can't replace Biden, he said, but she can still hang around and amuse the hell out of the rest of us. Imagine your dumbest, most officious kindergarten teacher takes a ton of acid and then becomes vice president. She's not sober. That's like mescaline or something. And then he calls her a low IQ, terrible personality. Let me tell you, I think Kamala Harris is doing a fantastic job as vice president. You know, the main job of vice president is to stay out of the president's way. But she's just as far as I can tell, she has done an extraordinary job. I think that there's a very good chance that she's going to be our party's nominee for president in the next cycle. And I would support her. She's smart. She's tough. She's personable. I think she, you know, and she has, generally speaking, very progressive policies, you know, a progressive worldview. So that's, I think, why Tucker Carlson is going after her. Because she's becoming more and more popular every day. So, of course, the right wants to go after her. Plus, you know, she's the trifecta, right? She's a woman, she's a woman with power, and she's a woman of color. She has both African-American and Indian-American ancestors. Of course, you know, Doughboy is going to hate her or hate on her. So, picking up your phone calls here, Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. Good morning, Tom. I'd like to say real quick for the record that I cleaned out my garage last weekend and I found zero classified documents in there for the record.
Yeah, okay, got it.
However, I did find a 1979 Braille Playboy magazine, and that's the truth.
Seriously? Oh, I know they did publish in Braille. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, they were. They came out quarterly, and they were free. If you could just for the asking.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom, thanks for your show. I want to ask you about this: the U.S. dollar being used as the international monetary unit of choice. This is kind of mysterious to me. I mean, obviously, people aren't trading briefcases full of $100 bills. But what's the mechanics of that? How did that get started? Who chooses to do that? And what does that mean to our country? And what does that mean to, you know, just guys like me and you?
Yeah. The dollar being the reserve currency of the world means that we are not subject to, generally speaking, to wild fluctuations in price of imported goods or the value of exported goods. It stabilizes our economy, and it stabilizes the world economy because the U.S. dollar is a very stable currency. The danger of Republican default, and the reason why it became the world's default currency is twofold. One, starting in the late 1800s, early 20th century, everybody started denominating oil, the price of oil, in dollars. And once oil, you know, and oil is kind of the reserve energy of the world, dollars are the reserve currency of the world, you tie those two things together and it's pretty hard to separate them. China and a few other countries tried to put together a kind of a currency basket to denominate oil. It didn't work that well. The ruble was part of it. It was a mess. So that's the bottom line. If we blow up the dollar, which is what the Republicans are talking about doing, then it's entirely possible that the euro would be the thing that replaces the dollar. It's the second largest currency in the world. China wants the yuan to be the currency, the international reserve currency. But you know, the more they threaten Taiwan and that sort of thing, the more I think wary people are of all that. So anyhow, that's the story, Maverick. Did I answer your question?
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay,
yeah,
good talking
thanks.
To you.
That helps out a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi. All right. So apparently, there's a woman. 2 days ago, I heard of a press conference, and her name is Dana Gahlen. She's a Republican, recently named committee member or the chair or something. And she's black, and she was just spewing nothing, no truths. And she was saying the Republican Party is the party of black people, and it's something you might want to play. It's a 7-minute thing. It's on WUSF Public Radio, Steve Newborn, and it was played on January 30th, and it's crazy. She says crazy stuff, but I believe that's she's winning black votes by trying to convince them that Republican parties for the party.
Yeah, the GOP has got a major outreach effort right now. They've got a minor outreach effort to black people. Tim Scott is in Iowa this week pitching himself for president. He's an African-American, senator from South Carolina. But they have a large outreach going on to Hispanics, to particularly Mexican immigrants. And, the Democratic Party needs to take this very, very seriously. So, yeah, I get it, Mark. I get it. Thank you. Ann in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Tom, according to the United States Constitution, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, anyone guilty of sedition is prohibited from running for or holding public office.
Correct.
If Attorney General Merrick Garland was doing his job, the insurrectionists who are running the House of Representatives at this moment would not and could not hold any elected office.
I agree with you.
How do we get the Attorney General to do his job? And finally, I just want to add, New Mexico is the only state that has enforced this constitutional law so far. Thanks, Tom.
You're right. That was a fellow who actually showed up on January 6th, didn't he? Wasn't that the basis for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia was the other. There were two cases that were brought based on Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. I don't know how to get Merrick Garland to do his job.
But Attorney General...
Yeah,
if he had been enforcing this law, they should all have been prohibited from holding office and serving in the House.
At least those who were clearly involved, and there should have been a more aggressive prosecution of them. I agree with you. I don't have any defense for Merrick Garland in this regard. I'm very disappointed. It's 2 years now since this crime was committed. I can tell you if you or I were to to try to break into any other building. You know, if your local Wells Fargo, we'd be in prison in a New York minute, but here we go. And thank you for the call. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So I'm wondering, what power does the teachers union in Florida and other red states have in terms of saying, look, you know, we're all going to go on strike if you don't adhere to a rational policy regarding, you know, accurate historical context of the African-American experience.
My guess is they're reluctant to do that because DeSantis will simply then use that to demonize them further. You know, see, these are the people who don't want to teach your children. These are the people, you know, who are, you know, forcing you to be stuck with your kids and that kind of thing. So strikes can backfire.
Well, I mean, I think it's a conversation probably that needs to be had anyway, because what other power do we have to go against a fascist like DeSantis or Abbott or any of these other guys that are willing to just completely, you know, dumb down, you know, our population and specifically make white people more ignorant when it comes to their real African-American history. So,
well, the power we have is at the ballot box. I mean, you know, and I'm assuming your question wasn't rhetorical, and that's where we need to exercise it. We had a very, very near miss, a very close brush with complete fascism here in the United States in the last months of the Trump administration. And if DeSantis rises to federal power, you know, if he were to succeed to become president, and he's clearly heading in that direction, then we will be in another situation where we are facing the very real probability of ending democracy in the United States, or at least a pluralistic democracy, and, well, ending democracy, period, and becoming a fascist state. It's a grim thought, Mark. It really is. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back on the other side of this with your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad. But what you might be surprised to learn is that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, though, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I have to do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Cruising is such a great way to vacation. You only unpack once and you get to go to all these cool places. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and extraordinary food. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Ray in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Thank you so much. I listen to you on 104.1 every day.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to bring to your attention that, well, I'm a transgender person. My name is Rachel, actually.
Okay.
And Donald Trump, you were saying that he's not using Facebook and he's not using Twitter. Well, I wanted to bring to your attention that he is all over TikTok. And yesterday, it was frightening. He was saying that when I become president again, the only genders there's going to be is what you're born with. If you're male or female, and that's going to be it. And any of these doctors that provide hormone treatment blockers for entangling our society, I'm going to have them arrested. I'm going to prosecute their parents.
Holy
and
God.
I was like, oh, my God. I just couldn't believe what was coming out of this guy's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I'm not surprised, Ray. I'm horrified that Facebook and Twitter let him back on.
Well, he's not on there. He's not using them.
Not yet.
Using TikTok.
Yeah. But yeah, and TikTok is huge with young people. That's really bad news. Ray, thanks.
Well, the other thing,
go ahead.
The other thing is, like, do you know how many of these kids get bullied already and how hard of a life they already have?
Yeah. Well, that's why he's picking on.
This guy is, he is so misinformed. He is uneducated. He just doesn't, I don't think he... His ideology, when he banned transgender people in the military, his ideology and thinking is that they're all going to want hormone treatments and they're going to want paid sex changes. They don't care about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy just being them.
Yeah. There you go, Ray. There you go. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a you know, bullies always look for the most defenseless, the weakest that they can attack. And that's, you know, the trans people are a minority within a minority. And so that's the perfect target for these bullies. Ray, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And thank you for calling. Charles in Chicago. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today? Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine, Ray.
I wanted to reflect on the strategy of Governor DeSantis and the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to take about 30 seconds. The 13th Amendment and the Ku Klux Klan were both instituted within the same year. A lot of people don't realize that the Ku Klux Klan started off as an economic situation where there were so many black people down south that were working. But once they became voters, they would outnumber the actual white citizens.
Oh, they took over the South Carolina legislature.
Right. So what the Republican Party's doing right now is they're trying to make states unpalatable for people of diversity.
Yep.
So that's the reason why they come with the attacks on the LGBTQ and the attacks on pregnancy. You got to understand that some of these states are, in federal elections, they're only lost by 10,000-20,000 votes. So if I could make you hate the state so much that you leave the state, then I'm still here.
Yeah.
And that's what DeSantis is doing down in Florida. So when you see people saying, "Well, I'm going to move, and I'm going to leave, and I'm not," don't do that, because you're giving them, you're giving the state to them.
Yeah, I agree.
There should be more of us moving into those states to regain the balance.
I agree, Charles.
But that's the strategy that they're using.
Yeah, yeah, it's divide and conquer. I mean, it's the oldest political and military strategy in the book. I mean, Lao Tzu, you know, Napoleon. I mean, divide and conquer. That's what they're doing, and they're doing it by trashing people who are not wealthy and powerful, which is just such a tragedy. Charles, thank you. Thank you for that very well put point. Michelle in Chicago. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hi, Tom, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. Two things. Marvin was trying to get you to talk about the reversing of the deficit by Democrats,
mm-hmm.
Democratic presidents compared to the Republicans. And then the other thing is, and it might be old news, but DeSantis has voted in, he's appointed conservative members of the Florida College, the new college.
Right. Yeah, they've taken it over. And this is a big progressive college in Florida. Absolutely. Michelle, I'm sorry, we're out of time. But thank you for making those points. They're very important points. Thank you very much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport, as Bernie and President Obama used to regularly say, both of them. It ain't a spectator sport. You've got to participate. You must. My mother always used to say, never say God. You have to participate. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. All right, there's a lot we can do. Have a great afternoon. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over 90.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.